taken Junior and Lucy and moved them way to the back of the minivan, for I have just whipped this thing out.
It's naked.
It sure is, Mike.
In honor of strip trivia.
Naked, no scabs, no party hats, no football helmet.
Boy, you must have been soaking it all night.
Feeling good. You're soaking it in now. Oh. Another perfectly executed opening to this big-time major market radio show, Arbitron Rated. Now, listen, this is quite a fact. At any given time, 5 million kooky, crazy people are listening to this show.
Wow.
We're pretty proud of that. We thank you for your patronage. Here he is to my left and to your right. You know him, sensitive nipples and all, our friend Guy J. Birdley Elston. Buzz, elective surgery, atheist swinger. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Thursday. It is the 19th of August, and the new phone number open for you is 1-877-365-3636. Or as the kids love saying, and I'm seeing this on T-shirts everywhere now, us re-okay-dodo.
Yes, that's the new catchphrase that's sweeping the nation.
Well, it's a very big day on today's show.
Yes, it is.
And we are expecting within the hour to have our largest field ever.
It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
And those strip trivia action.
Frontal radio, nudity, strip trivia.
Strip trivia is here.
Strip trivia.
Special treat. For those of you in Detroit who have never heard this before. Yeah, we spend a lot of time building up to it because we only do strip trivia two or three times a year on this show.
And I think everyone on this show, we have a great deal of reverence for strip trivia. It's a special day. It's a day that we consider this, you know, like a national holiday.
It's a holy day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, for goodness sakes, both Mike and I are wearing button-down shirts today.
And for no other reason.
That we will be surrounded by nude women in
a
couple of hours.
It's the only reason I put it on today. Honestly,
right.
God, normally I'd be wearing my shorts and my T-shirt today, but strip trivia went to the dress shirt.
Got
to
have a shirt that buttons all the way up.
Sure.
Now, of course, casual Buzz.
Of course.
You know, nothing faces him. He's wearing his usual uniform, his hospital gown over there.
Of course.
Right. Oh, and Buzz, listen, I got to tell you something.
What?
You're my email buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to clicking on the computer in the morning saying, you have mail.
I got my first email from Buzz today.
And getting a nice email from Buzz. Buzz is my email buddy on a regular basis.
Right.
But I got to tell you, if you're going to send me pornography,
okay,
you got to send me hardcore porno.
Right back at, yes.
Hardcore.
I wanted to start easy, just to make sure the code
was
clear.
That was kind of a Playboy-esque photo.
Exactly.
We got the exact same photo. With a girl that's just kind of undoing her top.
It was not that she wasn't a beautiful woman,
Buzz,
but it was a tease, Buzz. It was, and when I saw the hair, I
send the real stuff, Buzz.
I'll kick it up a notch.
Because I know you got him.
Yeah.
Send it, Buzz.
It's coming.
Oh, I keep sending it.
All right. Do you have like a library of fantastic photos that you
can?
I can hook you up. Yeah, I can take care of you.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, something really nasty.
You got it.
Because we know you've got him, Buzz.
All right.
I mean, nobody will top Jason Bishop, though.
Really? You
think? Sent today a file that unfortunately was taking too long for me to download. So I had
Did he get the cheerleader again?
Yeah, I got that.
Did he get the picture?
Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader who's jumping up in the air to do the splits, and she doesn't have any underpants on.
Pretty funny, really. Hysterically funny.
And the one that he sent me today, a little note says, Don, you'll love this. It's monkeys, right? And it's one of those things. I'm sitting at the computer, and it says, we'll take 9 minutes to download, 8 minutes to download, 7 minutes to download. Finally, I just said, screw it. I clicked on the download later.
Right.
I just didn't have time for Jason's monkey pictures to download.
Right.
But I'm sure they're good, though.
Is that the monkey? I think the monkey's like, I forgot what the monkey's doing.
I think it's the monkey pleasuring himself.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I think it's something
and then
like
picking
that.
His nose.
That's it. I've gotten that one before.
Yeah, it's a famous one. But listen, that's the genre that we expect.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
I love getting that stuff. I really do.
Good. Glad to hear it.
As you know, I've received email from Buzz before under the heading of monkeys, and then when I've eagerly clicked it on and waited for it to download, it's just a picture of a monkey.
Yeah. I got something today. You know, you get the advertisements where people just solicit you for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got something to you. It's sort of like called a spy file or secret spy file where you can order this program, this software, and you can find out anything about anybody.
Wow.
And you know, I was reading this thing, and it was pretty interesting, and then I'm reading it, and it's starting to creep me out, and then it's starting to creep me out more and more, and then as they start selling it harder, that's when it's getting even more. They said things along the lines of, you know, get everyone's phone number who's unlisted. Find everything out about your neighbors that they don't want you to find out. So I'm reading this, and as it's getting more and more serious, it's like, you know, I'm calling the cops. I mean, I don't know where these people are, but man, that sucks.
This is a good program. I'm sad to say I have it.
Oh,
I have it.
That is terrible.
My wife ordered it.
That is just terrible.
You never know. You might need that information someday. You might need to know everything about somebody
but
someday.
I don't want it. You know, that's, yeah, you might want to leave it.
You can't stop it.
I don't want anybody who's doing it to me.
Mm-hmm. You can't stop it, though. It's out there.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, my wife found there's a program, and I don't know where she found this, off an internet site, where you can actually find out how much people paid for their homes.
Really?
I mean, now, right. I know, of course, you could, like, go down to a county office or something. And
I mean, it's public record.
Yeah, that's
right.
Public information. But you can find out for anybody in the world. She was sitting there one night, and she typed it. She says, you want to see how much David Letterman paid for his house? I say, how do you know that, honey? And she goes, right there, look. $11.5 million. It was on the market for $12 million, so he got it for a bargain.
Oh, wow.
All that sneaky crap's on the internet. You know that.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know what it's like? It really is like the Wild Wild West right now.
Uh-huh.
Wild Wild West. Ricky Wild Wild.
Wild.
Wild, man.
I want to tell you, it's wild. The internet's wild, Buzz. They're going to send us photos, man. Make them wild photos.
I can do that. I can absolutely
do
that.
They got to be wild photos.
It's great, because then if I'm downloading it and I get caught, I can totally blame you.
That's true.
And you won't get in trouble.
Exactly.
So perfect.
That's why I always wait to get on the computer until my wife is out walking the dogs. Mm-hmm.
That's your secret time?
That's my time. Because I don't need my wife to see that picture of the Eagles cheerleader that JB sent.
No,
Even though it's a funny, punny picture.
I don't save it or anything like that. I take it all in and then, you know, hit the delete. Put it right in the trash and empty the trash right away.
No, I got a secret file.
No, you do?
Oh, you sure do got a secret file.
I'm behind the times on that. I got to get some of these secret things so I can know where to put them.
Okay.
Right.
Where my wife will never find them.
You need your own password to open it?
Yes, oh, absolutely you do.
There you go.
And I'm constantly changing my password. Constantly, because my wife, as I found out when she cracks my code, she knows all my passwords.
Well, you're a simple man with simple pleasures, and you're pretty easy to figure out, especially when it's your wife.
Right.
And she can, you know, go through the things you like.
One of my recent passwords that she cracked was gonad. And she figured it out because I'd been using the word gonad. Like I did yesterday, we talked about Gladys, when I said Gladys Potter, the gonad goblin. For whatever reason, I've been stuck on the word gonad recently, and my wife was on the computer, and I said, hey, how'd you get into that file? She says, it's real easy. Gonad. I guess she's got nothing to do. She just sits there and types in password after password. So I got her now. For a while, my password was the C word.
Oh, really?
Well, that's easy to figure out. No, she got that one on the first day.
And cons wouldn't cheat her, robbers wouldn't rob her. She's Gladys Potter, the gonad goblin.
So, Buzz, keep the dirty email coming.
You got it.
We do appreciate it. Let me get a plug here for tomorrow's show, since tomorrow we'll be doing best of here because the Washington Redskins play.
Right.
I'll be doing the Redskins pregame show starting at 6 locally and at 7 nationally.
Fantastic.
On the Redskins broadcast network. Over 60 stations this year, and many of them fine stations that also carry this show. So that's a plug for the Redskins tomorrow night on many of these stations on the East Coast. Another sports note.
Yeah, he did it again.
Yep. Gotta change it.
Yep.
Big Mac, 48. Sosa Buddy, 47.
I only wish that you had a gesture that you could do. What a setup this is. You know how I do my Sammy thing, which is kind of like, no matter how you do it, you can't do it without being obnoxious. And, you know, Sammy does it, and it's very endearing.
Well, he kisses his fingers.
Well,
why do it?
It's just
hard.
Like, you know, it just kind of goes,
you like an a-hole when you do it.
I know. You can't help but go, so he
hit another one.
No gestures needed.
Right.
When you're the greatest home run hitter in the history of baseball.
Number 48. 48 for Big Mac. That means one in front, which means today I'm happy, Buzz is happy, and I'm sad to say you're unhappy, Mike.
Very much so. I'm very disappointed, and I just want to know, when's the next time Sammy's coming up? Is it a day game or a night game?
They both play this evening, St. Louis earlier this evening, and the Cubs have a late game.
Ah, okay, very good.
You know, the next time Dennis Murphy calls in, and of course he'll call at the absolute wrong time, because that generally is the time that Dennis calls.
Sure.
When he calls, remind me, I would like to ask him, not a setup question, but I'd really like to know, at this point, who is he looking forward to most spending the night with? Would it be me or you? Or is he hoping that it's a tie and he gets to spend the night with the Elsons?
I don't know. That would be a good... You know, I really would love to know the answer to that.
Okay, well, we'll find out the next time Dennis Murphy calls the show.
And I'd like to say that I just lied. I just lied through my teeth. I really don't know. I don't want to know the answer to that. I hope I never know the answer. Because I'm afraid...
It might be you, Mike.
I'm afraid that that's going to be...
It might be
you. Oh, it's Mike. Because he said it like 8 times.
You know? He always does have that special greeting for you.
Sure. You know, I'm really good. You know, I can be 2 home runs ahead. And he's like, really looking forward to spending the time at your house.
Okay, Mike.
Oh, God.
Okay, Mike.
Damn it.
Looking good. Yeah, when Dennis dropped the GD bomb the other day.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, really, it's not because of that home run. It's really the way I felt for about a month. Even when Sammy had that lead, I just feel this is inevitable. This is one of the... I feel the same way. Do you remember in 1986 when we went to the 7th game of the World Series?
Well, do I?
And I walked into Shea Stadium and I knew... Even though the Red Sox took a lead, I knew they weren't going to win the game. I feel the same way about this bet. I feel that this is a foregone conclusion no matter what. Mark McGwire is probably going to finish the season 8 or 9 home runs ahead of Sammy.
If it makes you feel any better, and I'm not patronizing you,
okay,
I feel the same way.
Do you have that feeling of dread?
I was in the car this morning with my wife, and I hadn't read the sports page, and we were listening to the news, and they said, oh, Mark McGwire hit his major league leading 48th home run.
Mm-hmm.
And she reached over and actually patted me on the shoulder and said, hey, that's great. That's your bet with Mike, right? And I said, honey, and I swear to God, I said, it doesn't matter. I'm going to lose. Dennis is coming to our house. You know, it's my year to lose. I know it. I lost the bet with Stossel. I'm going to have to shave my head on our first show of the year 2000.
You've already conceded.
I'm going to lose this
have
bet.
Have you formally conceded that bet? Formally conceded?
No, but I'll do it now.
Okay.
Because there's no way that Star Wars is going to...
You want to do it now before... Well, Stossel's not here.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Right,
yeah, better now than when he's here. Although if I... You know, I'm not going to. Because if I
That's
say
not
it
a
now...
Good, you never know.
Right.
You never say never, and you got to wait till like
no,
go all the way.
Listen, I'm positive I've lost. But if I concede now, it means I'm going to have 3 months of Stossel coming in every Friday going... So you lost the bet. You lost the bet. No, I will not concede until the very end.
Very
although,
good. All
between
right.
you and me, I'm positive I lost.
Yeah, I think so.
And if I didn't have this other job, this Redskins job, where I'm going to have to be out at the stadium every other week, I swear to God, I would just shave my head now and get it done with.
You have to go out there and be in the public eye.
Right.
Right.
Right. So I'm just going to put it off.
So
as
if you
long
do it after, if the Redskins don't go to the Super Bowl and you do it after the vacation, in the first of the year.
I think that's a pretty safe bet that the Redskins will not be going to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, I think Irving Fryer is going to kick him over the top.
Okay.
I'm an you know me. I am an Irving Fryer man.
Yeah, because you
all
were
the
his,
way.
Because you were his owner a few years ago. Well, you know, that whole discussion we had about dog ownership a couple days ago.
That's right.
When we met Irving Fryer at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, Mike walked up and said, hey, I'm your owner.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't walk up. I did nothing of the kind.
No, you were behind him and you said.
I said, no, we had a discussion. He was like a mile away.
All
I would
right.
know, he was.
God, I remember you walking right up to him and saying, "Hello, Irving Fryer. I'm your owner."
You have a huge pen when you rewrite your history. I'll tell you that. No, what it was he was in this room where all the disc jockeys were, and he was on my fantasy team. So I mean, he's one of my players. I own him on the fantasy team. And then we were saying, "Well, I want to walk up and tell him I'm his owner." And then I realized how stupid that sounded, and then we started laughing about it. And then everybody's saying to me, "Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Go up and say that to him, but I'm happy he's on the Redskins right now.
Listen, I have a question that perhaps we can have answered here in the beginning part of the show.
Yes.
Today, I finally took my car in to get the dent taken out. Remember I told you an old man ran into me a couple of weeks ago up at the beach?
Mm-hmm.
I finally took the car in, and it's getting fixed. This guy that hit me is really dicking me around, and I want to tell you how he's dicking me around, and then here's my question. The guy, you remember, he gave me a phone number that was a cell phone number.
Yeah, I remember we didn't get an answer when we tried to call him.
Not a real telephone number, so he had originally said to me when he backed into me, hey, don't turn this into my insurance company. I want to pay this myself. So I said, okay, I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Then I couldn't get a hold of the guy, so I called his insurance company.
Uh-huh.
And they came out to my house, and they did the estimate on my car, and they got the body shop, and then right before the car is going to go into the body shop, I get a letter from this guy's insurance company. And the letter says, because the guy was driving his sister's car, this claim cannot go under his insurance.
Mm.
So please call him to handle this. Basically, the insurance company sent me a letter that says we're not paying for it.
Right. Okay.
So I call the guy up. And I say to the guy, listen, frankly, I don't want to go through this crap with your sister's insurance. It's been 2 weeks now. It's your responsibility. I've already had the car estimated at a place that your insurance company picked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your guy, you know, from your insurance company did the estimate on it.
Right.
The guy said, fine, I'll pay it myself. Then there are a couple sticking points here. Guy says to me, incidentally, what's your deductible? And I said, well, my deductible, what does that matter?
Right.
He says, well, what's your deductible? I said, I'm not turning this into my insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
You hit me. You pay for it. I'm not going to go to my insurance company. And so the guy said, well, I don't know.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So I said, no. I argued with the guy, and I finally got him to agree to pay it.
Right.
Then the guy calls me, and he says, listen, I don't feel right paying this unless you get me four estimates. And I said, well, wait a minute. The estimate that I've got was given by your insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy came out to my house and looked at the car. Your insurance company picked the body shop.
Absolutely. Right. You know, that four estimate deal, first of all, it should be two.
Well,
you know, that's really
the
reasonable.
The law, and this was the question I had. The guy at the body shop, I ended up just taking the car to the body shop today.
Right.
The guy at the body shop said to me, the law is you only have to get one estimate.
Yeah, if it's verified by a reputable insurance company.
Okay. And that was my question.
Done.
Is that really the law?
Well, the thing is, it was this man's insurance company. That's end of story.
I know.
There's no need. So what he's telling you is, my insurance company, which gave you a legitimate estimate on what the damage should be, but what I want you to do is see if you can get a cheaper price. That's the only reason. And you know something? He's nickel and diming you because
there's
going to be shades of difference at every body shop you go to, unless you go to one that, you know, Vinny's body shop where, I'll do it for $3.
But I had crap today when I went to get the rental car because, again, I had to lean on the guy. Mm-hmm. I said, listen, it's right that you pay for the rental. And your insurance company was going to pay for the rental, so you should pay for the rental. So my wife took me to the Avis place today, and they had, of course, called to get this guy's information. And the guy from Avis says to me, listen, he wants you like in a Hyundai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants you in a cardboard box with wheels.
Right.
So, again.
He wants you in a car that has all four tires, those little spares that you get in the bag.
Right, the little temporary. So I'm having to pick up the phone now in front of everybody in the Avis place. Say, the guy, listen, I don't want a caddy, but for goodness sake, let's compromise. How about a nice midsize?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, well, I just don't know about that. And finally, I just said, listen, F you, I'm getting the midsize, you're getting the bill, forget about it,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the guy hung up.
Oh, dear.
He just hung up.
Oh, my.
And right.
I guess you don't have the name
to Murgatroyd
of his sister's insurance company, right?
No, I don't.
And no way of getting that, probably.
No, right. I asked him. I said, what's the name of the insurance company?
When you said this, were you pretty much figuring that that's it, you're not going to get the money anyway?
Oh, no. Listen, I've been in so many accidents that have been my fault,
right,
I've had to pay for everything. I will go after this. I will drive up to Pittsburgh myself and knock on this rad bastard's door. And I've made that clear to him.
Good. Well, is that the car in your parking space that I saw?
Yes, that is.
That is right. I mean, I would classify that as a completely middle of the road.
That certainly is not a
mid-size car. It's not the luxury.
That is not a luxury car
driving. It's not compact, but it's right in the middle.
Right. That's the car.
Mid-size is exactly what it is.
Right.
Fair.
So the guy from Avis said, well, he won't agree to that. And I'm standing there. I said, well, I need the car. And I finally said to the guy at Avis, I said, well, he gave you his credit card information, right? I said, the guy said, yeah. I said, yeah, charge it. Put it on his credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I ended up doing in that regard.
Right.
My question, though, is about how many estimates, by law, I have to get.
Well, it sounds to me like after his insurance company bailed out of this equation, he agreed to take this on himself. So right there, what you have is not a normal relationship. You've got a totally informal relationship. And so, it's an agreement between you and this guy, unless you go to the sister's insurance company and go through the proper channels.
Well, but then I got to wait another 2 months to get my goddamn car fixed.
But you understand that the reason he's putting you through all this is because this is, now you're haggling and you're negotiating because you're out of the normal realm of insurance and deductibles and all that.
I told him, listen, I used to work in Pittsburgh. It's a 4-hour drive, man.
Right.
I know how to get to Pittsburgh.
But you see, the thing is, when it became, hey, listen, I'll just take care of it. Well, I'll just take care of it is not
you know, a legally binding contract, and it's something where he can, like, now that's why he's asking you for four estimates.
I know it.
You
know, pissed.
He's nickel and diming you.
I'm pissed.
But the fact that you got an estimate from his insurance company originally,
I would think so.
He should be satisfied with that. I don't understand why he's, you know, if he's going to take care of it, he should take care of it.
Well, then here's an insurance guy. Hello, Rick.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
What's going on?
Oh, that's an awful phone you're calling on. Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Lon, hello.
Hello. You hear me?
It's like every insurance guy I've ever dealt with.
I would say that there is no law that says you have to get a certain amount. But you know, the easiest way to deal with this is go to your own carrier, take your own carrier to take care of it, and then get them to subrogate against the other guy.
No. You know, he's got a point, though. He's got a point.
Yes, he does.
Because then you get your carrier. Well, of course, then it raises your rate.
Listen, I got enough problems. I've been in enough wrecks that are my fault.
In your situation,
I don't want to go to my insurance. I called my insurance company when I originally got hit by this guy.
Right.
And my insurance company did cartwheels that, for a change, I didn't hit anybody. And I said to the lady at my insurance company, what do I do? And she said, just leave us out of it.
Is there a police report that found him guilty?
No, because when the guy hit me, I was a nice guy. He's 80 years old. The old geese was crying. I said, no, listen, you know, we'll take care of this. Just give me your insurance information.
Four estimates.
There's no reason to get four estimates. You just go ahead, and he said he would take care of it. I'd go in and take care of it and then send him the bill.
Well, I think that's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, but see, that's what I don't want to do. What I don't want to do is have to pay this myself and then send him a bill. And then, you know, what if he doesn't pay?
Did it end angrily where he hung up the phone on you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Avis. Done then. That's probably done.
At Avis.
See, that's done. Then he's not going to probably take your calls now.
Well, then I'll have to drive to Pittsburgh.
No, what you do is, what you really should do now is contact the owner. Do you have the information for
the sister?
The sister's that's what you're going to have. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I swear to God, I want to tell you something.
Everything's a pain in the ass.
Everything is.
Yeah. I mean, do you realize that? In this day and age, everything, there's nothing easy anymore.
Listen, I've been in plenty of wrecks where I backed into people.
Right.
You know, I've been in a parking lot and I bump into somebody. I swear to God, I pay them right away.
Right.
Always right away.
Mm-hmm.
How come I don't get the same treatment?
Same reason you call and you say you're going up to see your sister up in Boston. You get airline tickets and they say, okay, we'll send them to you by Airborne Express. And then it gets to Airborne Express and they go,
Stewing, Stabilax,
and they lose your airline ticket.
Right.
And then you call the person at Airborne Express and you say, well, give me a call. They say, I'll call you back in 10 minutes while we track it down. And then it's an hour, and you call them back in an hour, and this is what they say at Airborne Express. This is what they said to my wife. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost the phone number after I wrote it down. So not only have they lost the tickets, they lost the phone number in 10 minutes that my wife gave them to call us back. Everything is difficult. I'm sorry. I just needed to get that off my chest.
But that's for your leisure time, Mike.
You're talking about my chariot.
My chariot that I have to use to get to work every day.
I understand, but, you know, I just felt it was included under the umbrella
of
everything. It just seems to me, maybe, I don't know whether I'm getting older, it seems like the little crap, the stuff that used to, everybody get, you know, you get into an accident, there's certain things, everything's more complicated.
Now, you know what I should have done? I should have known what my wife said. My wife said you should have called the cops.
Yeah,
immediately should have called the cops.
Especially if that person's at fault.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, is this
Yes, hello there. Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
I used to work for an insurance company, and when things like this happen, your best bet is usually to get an attorney.
No, you don't want.
Great. That's what I want to do. I want to pay some attorney $1,000.
How much is the damage on the car? How much?
$800.
Right.
No attorney. Right. I know.
You know those buttons stick.
Wow.
See, it's not easy.
There you go. That's what I want. Just a buzzer.
Get an attorney.
Just the old buzzer. No, thank you.
Please.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm being raped by enough attorneys right now as it is. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'm just calling with a similar kind of situation that happened to me about 5 or 6 years ago. I had a little kid in a bicycle run into the side of my 2-day-old car. Next day, took the day off work, went out and got 4 or 5 estimates.
Were the wheels moving on that car, just out of curiosity, when the kid ran into it?
No. I was in a parking space, and he slammed into the side of it, caused about $700 worth of damage.
How does a kid on a bicycle cause $700 damage to a car?
Well, it was a foreign car.
I hate to nitpick here, but I got to ask you, sir. You weren't behind the wheel, and the car wasn't running when he ran into you.
I was opening the door in a in a parking space.
Okay, so you were parked and the engine was off.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. You know, I always speak to that issue of, you know, hey, this kid ran right into me as I was driving 45 miles an hour down the road.
Kid came out of nowhere.
Not at all.
But now I'm going to sue his father.
As the story goes, I ended up taking the estimates up there. I found out about a week later, I was walking back up to the apartment, the people had moved. So I had no recourse. I went up to the office of the apartment complex, and they can't give me a forwarding address. So I called my insurance company back, of course, to let them know right away what was going on. But I called them back.
And then his cell phone died.
I don't know what that guy had to say, but he sounded like Frosted Flakes. You know, it was too much snap, crackle, pop there, man.
That's okay, man. Well, it's just difficult. Life is difficult.
I'll handle it. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hello, Dennis Murphy.
The question you posed earlier?
Yes, the question is, Dennis, and answer this honestly.
Okay.
You know you have three options in this contest.
Yes.
That you'll either be staying at my house, at Mike's house,
yes,
or at Buzz's house.
Okay.
If you could select... And you can't, of course, as it will be decided by fate, by the baseball players.
No, I'm going to collect.
But if you could select, whose house... Hold on, let me give you a sympathy.
Hold on.
All right.
If, in fact, Dennis, you could pick someone's house to spend the night at between myself, Mike, and Buzz, whose house would it be?
God, I hope I don't hurt your feelings.
No.
And Buzz, yeah. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
I'm
Mike.
Yes!
Yes!
Mike nailed it.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, you had me worried for a minute when you said you didn't want to hurt my feelings. Yes!
You know that feeling of dread?
Oh, yes!
That feeling of dread, I knew. I knew what the answer was.
Great news.
For whatever reason,
Great news.
Well, Dennis will certainly put out a really nice spread for you.
Oh, great news.
You enjoy having me for 18 hours?
18 hours?
More like 12, Dennis.
Yeah, more like, you know, you're not going to, don't count on a full 8 hours of sleep, okay?
I can't believe you could pick me on a golf course with you.
No, that's not part of the deal, Dennis. You know, Mike, this actually works.
He made me laugh, though. I can't help, he made me laugh.
This actually works in your favor.
Why?
Because I think in the course of Dennis's history with the show, things that he's wanted to happen have gone the other way.
Yeah.
So if he really roots hard...
What are you eating?
I have a plum in my teeth. I probably do. Yeah.
Rob, you got a huge zit on the end of your nose, too.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you see that big red zit?
It's not as big as it was because I can't see it anymore. You ever had something on your face?
Yeah.
Actually, you can't see it.
Right. Like it's in the nose or under the eye.
It's like having a bathtub on my face.
Absolutely.
But I drained it this morning.
Sorry, I was distracted by the plum that's in your face.
You would have enjoyed the, because it actually did get blood and pus on the mirror.
I was distracted by your big pimple.
Well, I know. I'm a festival of distractions.
Well, Mike, you can use this as motivation as you like. I will use it as motivation for myself.
Yeah, Dennis, let me make it real clear, okay?
Okay, make it real clear, Mr.
All right, since I have this feeling of dread that you are eventually going to end up at my house, we will be tape recording everything, all right?
You will?
Everything will be tape recording.
Whoever loses the bet has to tape everything. You having dinner,
right.
You getting up in the morning.
Uh-huh. Dinner will be served, okay, at approximately 8:45.
Oh, really?
All right, which means I'd like you at my house at 8:44.
Oh,
then we will have a meal.
I'm gonna follow you.
We will have a meal, and then we'll do a little television watching.
Okay.
To bed at, I'm guessing 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Oh, come on.
And that, what do you mean, come on? No, come on. This is not negotiable, Dennis.
Right. Hey, how's that?
This is, listen to me.
4 o'clock.
Wait, hold on a second. No, we're not staying up that late.
Right.
You know something? Maybe drinking is probably the best way to handle.
Oh, listen, if I lose, it's going to be 10 o'clock bedtime, 6 a.m. Awakening time, 7 a.m. breakfast, 8 a.m. His ass is out of my house.
One thing I will tell you, Dennis, if I do lose this bet, you're going to come to my house and I will serve you breakfast in bed.
You will?
I will serve you breakfast in bed.
Well, I will not, Dennis.
I will make you pancakes. I will make you blueberry pancakes in bed.
Well, I want French toast.
That's why he's Dennis.
Yes. I'm so filled with dread.
I will not fix you French toast or blueberry pancakes. You, in fact, will be eating out of the dog's bowl. When you come to my house, Dennis, you will be on all fours.
We are in agreement the departure time. I will match your departure time. Let's agree on that right now. What time will the Saturday morning departure time?
Got to be out by 8 a.m.
Okay.
Got to be out by 8 a.m.
I was thinking 7:30, but that's okay. 8 a.m. Well, we don't have to have the exact same. Dennis Don's a nicer guy. 7:30, out the door, okay?
8 o'clock, out the door. That's fine with me.
Right. And Buzz?
Yes.
If God smiles on us and it's a tie and he spends the night at your house, what will the arrangements be like there?
He would show up at 8 p.m. because that's what time we have dinner. Okay. And then I think my time, my final deadline for being out the door would be 8:45 the next morning. That would be the absolute latest.
He's the nicest,
he's the nicest guy here.
Remember, Buzz is nice.
Right. We know that. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Anything else you need me for?
Not a thing. Just needed that input, Dennis.
I just want to let you know. I'm still selling T-shirts.
I wanted to tell you one thing, Dennis.
What?
If you come to my house, plan on an Elvis shower, okay? You're able to use the sink, but that's it.
Oh,
the sink.
No, Dennis, I will top that. I will let you use the outside hose.
Oh, God.
To bathe yourself.
He's a nicer guy than me.
As a matter of fact, perhaps I will hose you down myself.
Dennis, naked.
No, not naked.
Oh,
no, you have to bring a bathing suit or something.
Oh, God.
That's an image I don't want.
Oh, come on.
Burned into my psyche. All right, thank you, Dennis.
Okay. You all have a good day.
All right, see you.
Adios, amigo.
Thanks, buddy.
And Mike.
Yes, my friend.
Wait.
Yes, I can't either.
Okay, bye.
Okay, friend.
Bye. Oh, yes!
Man, I knew.
Yes!
I knew what the answer was going to be before the question mark.
Yes! Mm-hmm. You're his favorite.
Oh, well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Wow. Hello. Of course, that really means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is all just sprinkles and jimmies on top of the Sunday of the home run race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of baseball to play yet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling for Don and Mike.
Yes, we're here. Hello, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a bad experience with my Volvo. It was 2 weeks old, and a shopping cart full of barbecue, briquettes, and beer, and just the heaviest things you could ever imagine got away from this elderly man, went flying all the way across the parking lot because I parked as far away as I could from everybody and didn't want any door dents, and it did $1,600 damage to my new Volvo.
Sorry about that. But the old man paid, right?
Pardon?
The old man paid for it, right?
The old man actually, his homeowner's insurance paid for it.
Ah,
that's good.
Yeah,
homeowner's covers it.
With me.
Not me. Hello. I got
to
get the...
Come on, be nice to me.
What?
I'm a first-time caller. Be nice.
What did I say to you? I said, not me. I won't have that luck. I got the meanest guy in the world.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if you look at those...
Why did you think we said something to you? What do you think we said to you?
Pardon?
Exactly.
What do you think we said to you that was...
No, I don't. I thought I wasn't on the air, and I thought you were goofing with me. I'm trying to...
No, we're not goofing. We're listening. You told your story about the briquettes and the
$1,500. Yeah, then on my anniversary, the car was 6 months old, and I got in a hailstorm,
ma'am?
And I've got another $1,000 too.
Ma'am, I think I've identified the problem.
So?
Ma'am?
Yes?
I've identified the problem.
You've identified my problem.
Yes, you're not a good listener.
I'm not a good listener. Yeah, you're probably right.
Not like me and Mike.
That's right. Don and I listen to everything that everybody says.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily act on it.
Right.
But we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We hear it all.
No, you're exactly right. It's really hard. I've never called before, and I'm calling and trying to travel on the cell phone, and I thought, they're going with me.
Sure, no.
But anyhow.
Very confusing, of course.
Absolutely.
Whole driving and talking on the phone.
Well, hey,
I can see why that's so
anyhow,
confusing.
Anyhow, I just hope you have better luck than I do. I've just had really bad luck with this car, and it was kind of like what you said, Don.
Okay.
It was my dream car. I went out and paid cash, you know, went down. And,
okay.
And bad luck.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
She seemed nice.
Oh, Rob. Uncalled for. Uncalled for, Rob. Uncalled for, Rob.
Rob, such hostility.
It's not a good listener, Rob. Not a whore. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, moron. Hey, you damn dummy, quit laughing.
Yes, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, hey, I'm thinking about it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Okay, I was just...
Yeah, take that. Get
Hello.
Familiar with that, pal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? What did I do? Did I screw something up there? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
You're on the air. Hello, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to let you all know that I had a guy back up over my the front of my Corvette, and I was stupid enough not to call the police, and I ended up having to pay almost $3,000 worth of damage.
Oh, man.
The guy left and didn't leave me any kind of name or number or anything.
Well, no, I do have this old man's name and his number and all that stuff.
That reminds me, I was in a shopping center one time. I was coming out of doing some grocery shopping in one of those painter's trucks with the ladders on the back that kind of jut out.
Right.
Backed out of his parking space, took my head clean off. And he wouldn't pay. I didn't get a dime on him.
Hello.
After they sewed it back on.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Don, I know this guy's 80 years old, and I know he cried when he hit the car and everything.
Yes.
But can you give it out there, give him what fur?
Now, is this the way your phone really works?
You sound like the Charlie Brown teacher.
Wait a minute.
We can't hear you. You're on an awful telephone.
It's either a bad telephone or you're covering the phone up with your hand.
No, I'll call back.
Okay, I'll wait for the call.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Yeah, call me in the office to make sure we speak.
I'll call you at home.
Okay, call me at home. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, man, it makes my scar where they took my head off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
What's up, guys? Hey, listen, if you guys get Dennis Murphy over, are you guys going to serve him something they got to use two hands to eat? That'd be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have hoagies.
Yeah, that's some steak or something, man.
Hoagies. We're going to have finger food.
Thanks, guys. I love you.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Man.
Thank you. Hey, one more thing before we break. You know what? I'll ask him after the break. Let's do a break. You know what I'm thinking about ordering for Dennis when he comes over?
What? What's that?
Some nice ribs.
That's perfect.
Some baby back ribs.
That's the perfect food.
Let's get a caller 100 right now to start this show off right. And a prize package we selected especially for you. It lies straight ahead as you're the 100th caller to get through on the toll-free lines at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the O'Mara.
Here. Caller 100. Hello, Don Mike show.
Yeah. Caller 100?
Yeah. Hey.
That's me for me.
That's the only part of that song I like.
That's a good part of the song.
Hey, what's your name, sir?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm in Detroit.
Steve, caller number 100. And you won the WWF SummerSlam prize pack from Media General Cable. And it means you get SummerSlam live on pay-per-view August 22nd.
Very cool.
Enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
All right.
Call that station. Tell them you like our show.
Call who?
Call the station you're listening to now.
You got it.
The station in Detroit. 97.1, right.
Sure.
Yep.
Trouble with people hearing us today. I mean, I'm detecting like a little problem with the give and take. It's normally, yes, there are moments of difficulty normally, but today I actually sense that people are having difficulty hearing us over the phone.
I don't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm. I think it could be something to do with our phone system.
You think so?
Yeah, but we got into that yesterday.
That is true. Listen, thank you, my friend.
You got it. Thank you.
Hold the line, please. Yes, there was
almost
that,
like that little delay that you get when you're calling overseas.
Yeah, when you're talking on satellite or something. All right, thank you for listening in Detroit. I think tomorrow is our last day of doing the afternoon show in Detroit, and then Monday should be our first day of doing the midday show.
So we're glad we're still on that fine station in Detroit.
On 97.1 in Detroit. Oh, we need a decision here. Charlie Boyhill, where is the producer? I have a question about our next Las Vegas-style show. This is what I was going to ask him about before the commercial.
Here comes the producer.
Remember, we told you a couple of days ago about all the crap that the Virginia ABC board is putting us through with our Las Vegas-style show?
Yes. Yes, well, indeedy.
Yes, Charlie. There are more girls coming into the station.
I have many things to do. Can we wrap this up?
Yeah. You know, he has the attention span of a gnat. He sits down, and as he sits down, he can see out the big picture window that there are more chicks coming up the driveway.
He springs to his feet like he's going to go out and greet them.
How many girls are here already for Sir Trivia?
Six.
Six already.
Oh, that's great.
That means the game's going to happen. How many guys?
Three.
I like the ratio.
That's good. So the Vegas-style show, which is supposed to happen 1 week from tonight at this joint called Masquerades right by Tyson's Corner, Virginia. You remember that the ABC board placed a call to the producer and said no.
They called me.
What's that?
They called me.
That's what I said. They placed a call to the producer.
Oh, that was Rob.
Placed a call to the producer.
He's playing his foolish games again.
To producer Broyhill, and they said to him, listen, you tell Don and Mike, no Eat the Apple game, no Monica cigar contest, no sexual simulation, no nudity, and no profanity.
They said all those things to you, right?
Yes, they did.
Right, and then I said to Charlie, well, you tell them, which is how I have lots of my conversations.
Charlie, tell them, you make a fist.
I said, you tell them, you know, they can kiss my ass. But as it turns out, it's the club that has to make the distinction on whether they're going to allow the ABC board to tell us how to do the show.
Right.
And if the ABC board is going to put those restrictions on us and the club's going to stand by it, frankly, we'd rather not do the show because then we won't be able to do the type of show that's been advertised.
Awful lot of stuff, and it seems like they're clamping down a little bit more than normal.
You would think that the ABC board would have bigger things to worry about than our Las Vegas-style show.
You would think so. Mm-hmm.
What is the ABC board again? I always forget what it
is. Alcohol Beverage Control.
Right.
They supervise places with liquor licenses is what they do.
So, Charlie, you talked to the management of Masquerade?
Yes, I did.
And you ran down all these scenarios with them?
Everything that could happen.
And what did they say?
Please come.
Now, do they know that if we come, we're going to do the show that we're going
to
do?
They know, and I will get to have another meeting with the ABC before you go on stage.
Hmm. Beautiful. So the show's on, then.
It's on.
Very good for everybody that was planning on coming out to see us.
And that means that we'll be doing the Monica Lewinsky contest.
Right.
And that means that we'll be doing the Eat the Apple game if we feel like it.
Yes, you will. And the popsicle and the...
And what are the ramifications of this? I mean, what goes on? I mean, it seems to me that we heard that ABC supervises this. And what it is, it's the responsibility of the club, basically, right?
Correct, it is.
Okay.
And anybody who they feel violates any of the ABC codes is subject to a fine.
Okay. Anybody that comes up on stage and plays a game, you mean?
Right.
Honestly, that's not cool. I don't want
that's...
What about if the hosts of the show use profanity, which the ABC didn't want, are we subject to a fine?
No.
All right, but what about if someone from the audience comes up, let's say, for the Monica game?
If charges are pressed against that person, they are subject to a fine.
I don't want to leave people open like that.
Yeah, neither do I.
That's fair at all.
Neither do I.
It's not fair. It's not fair to sabotage people like that and say, hey, we're going to do the show and we're going to have people... I mean, do you understand that, right?
Completely.
I mean, that's just...
Then we probably shouldn't do the show. If there's the chance that people that come up on stage to participate in the reindeer games would run the risk of getting a fine that they'd have to go to court and pay, right?
Correct.
Yeah. No, forget it. We don't want to put people in that position.
Okay.
I mean, who wants to come to a show if there's a chance you get up on stage and participate that you're going to get fined?
And we have to make it real clear. This is no problem of the restaurant. I mean, this is all the ABC commission that's making this happen.
These guys are pricks, man. Why don't you see if you can get one of those pricks from ABC to come on the air with us?
Okay.
Because I'd love to have this discussion in this forum to let people hear... You know, this goddamn communistic silo that they want to put over this show. They just want to shut us up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want us to do the type of show that we're doing. That's not right, man. That's just not right. So the people at Masquerades don't have a problem with it, but it's not the people at Masquerades that would be hauled into court, right?
They could be as well for allowing it to happen on their property.
But the important distinction here is that anybody getting on stage and playing the reindeer games...
It's possible they could be fined.
See, that's not right. I don't care if the club gets in trouble, you know, because they're having us out there and we're bringing 2,000 people there, so they're going to make some money. If they got fined, you know, that's the cost of doing business for them. But I don't want to put any of our listeners in that predicament.
No, that's you know, that's just not right.
That's awful.
And, you know, hey, it's the right thing to do not to put people in that situation. But also, if they get into that situation, the next step for them is like, well, who got them up on stage? Mm-hmm. It was us.
Well, I'm not even thinking that far. I'm just thinking, I don't want to put anybody in that situation, period.
I'm being much more selfishly than you are in this particular circumstance.
Well, it's bad.
The whole thing is really...
It's bad both ways.
It's really... I feel almost like we're being set up. I really do.
Who is the ABC board to want to censor us and what we're doing? I mean, it's none of their friggin' business.
They're the same people that had a run-in with a person that used to be featured prominently.
I know with Lewis, and I know what they did to Lewis. And right. I mean, I don't want what happened to Lewis
probably
to happen to anybody else.
That's probably why this is happening now. That would be my read.
They got their pound of flesh out of Lewis. They embarrassed him. They came down and took him away in handcuffs during the show and made him go to court and made him pay the fine and all that crap that he shouldn't have had to do. Well, that's ridiculous, man.
The sad thing is if the show gets canceled, which we may have to do to protect the listeners, the audience, then the ABC board wins. They get what they want. They canceled the Don and Mike, you know, Las Vegas-style show.
Yeah, but we can't go out there and do a half-ass show. We can't go out there and do the type of show that's not the type of show that we've done.
Right.
I mean, that's what people come out to see is the Monica game. And for goodness sakes, we've been in clubs where we've had these same restrictions and we've worked around them. When the girls do the cigar trick, we've had people come up with towels and banners to,
yeah, we can
to hide
that.
It.
We right. can work a lot of that. You know, we're talking specifically about the Monica Lewinsky game. We work it out this way. You know, what we do is, as Don says, I mean, they cover the stage and you really, it's going on, but you can't see it going on. And that covers that. We've done the show. We don't like doing it that way, but we have done it that way.
But if somebody did that, they'd be open to a fine?
Yes, because that is a simulated sex act that happens on the property of the club.
Oh, okay. Please. Well, then that's the answer. That, sad to say, we're not going to be able to do that appearance. But I'd love to get somebody from the ABC to come on the radio with us. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have them explain what's going on here.
I'll call over there and see if somebody will come on.
Right. Yeah, okay. I'd like to know. And I'd like to,
I'd
know
like
why
to put a wager down for
I'd like to know why they got such a hard-on for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aren't there more things they should worry about? Like, what does the ABC worry about anyway? That people are watering down drinks?
Underage drinking would be their one of their prime jobs, making sure that kids aren't getting liquor.
Well, come out and check IDs at our show.
All right,
then.
Wait, I want to ask another question about that. You've got the simulated sex act, all right? That's the Monica Lewinsky thing. That falls under that heading.
Yes, so does Eat the Apple.
See, I disagree, though, because, I mean, it just that doesn't make sense to me.
A man's face being placed into a woman's crotch.
But you could actually make a very strong case for the fact that that is not a simulated sex act.
A lot of the games that we play are the same stupid games they play on cruise ships.
Right.
You know, like where people pass a banana between their legs or
and
pass
as far as somebody
but
getting up on stage.
But they're not in Virginia.
But what about getting up on stage and, you know, taking your clothes off and dancing around in your underwear? That's not a simulated sex act, right? Does that fall under any...
As long as there is no nudity, that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Once the bra comes off, or the bottoms, then they're out of there.
And that's where the fun begins. You know, please.
No.
We can't do that.
We have done that, but we have done that, the underwear fashion show, with those restrictions also.
That was done at the last place where all this trouble started, and it wasn't until the end of the show and all the other events had happened that the problems began.
You know, there's just no compromise with them, right?
No.
See, that's the problem. We're willing to compromise a little bit on that.
Yeah, I mean, we can modify. We really can.
But I don't want to put anybody in a situation where if they get up on stage and have fun, where they're going to, you know, be hauled off and be brought into court. This is not right.
And they're really, I mean, the way
I'm flabbergasted.
I'm hearing one thing, which is a simulated sex act. I mean, I'm hearing one, that one thing, but then... I'm looking at the rest of our show. Yeah, we talk dirty. We have people get up in their underwear. We do our little reindeer games. We show videotapes. I mean, it's not. There's one thing in that show. What worries me is when they start talking about profanity, where we can't use profanity.
Right,
That to me is when they're...
And, you know, the whole simulated sex act thing, you know, you can read a whole lot into that based on what people do when they come up on stage with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about things people have done, innocent things that people do
right.
when they get up on stage.
Right.
That if you wanted to be technical about it, you could say,
yeah,
you know, in a way, that's an innuendo about sex. That's a simulated sex act. It's just a hassle that we shouldn't have to put up with, man. We're just going out and doing a show that people like seeing.
Right.
F the ABC, I mean that. I really do. I don't know what we can do about that.
And I guess we'll find out.
All right, we'll find out if they'll come on the air with us. Right now, then, I'd say we'd have to cancel the appearance.
No, I don't want to put people in that situation.
Right. That's awful. You know, who wants to come to a show where you're going to be thrown in the back of a truck and have to go to court and pay a fine?
Well, I mean, it's everything, too. It's not just this simulated sex act. It's profanity. It's, you know, if somebody gets up there and happens to have a wet T-shirt on or something like that. You know, there's so many things that go on in bars and restaurants all over America.
What proves they are.
You know?
And the Eat the Apple game, I'll tell you what that is.
That's good, clean American fun.
That's where people with their clothes on get up on stage and a woman sits in a chair with her hands behind her back.
Mm-hmm.
She takes an apple and puts it between her legs. The husband gets on his knees in front of her and
has to eat a circle around the apple.
As fast as he can.
And it's funny, and it's innocent, and it really is it's an adult fun.
If it was left up to the ABC board, people wouldn't have cable, because the kind of stuff they're trying to ban is the kind of stuff that flows into people's homes every day on cable.
It. Someone could go into a bar and get hammered if
right.
they want.
And when you're talking
but
about...
But they can't go into a bar and watch the Eat the Apple game?
You're talking about consenting adults... that consent and sign a release form to do what they want to do
mm-hmm.
up on stage, and you're talking about 21-year-old people. They're an adult establishment, and that's, it just, I don't understand it, but...
Free speech, man!
Right on.
Right? Free speech!
Who knows?
Screw the ABC board.
Somebody send them a copy of Footloose.
Please.
Buzz.
It always gets back to Footloose with you.
No, no matter what the problem is with Buzz, that's what
right.
he always says.
That's right.
You know, check out Footloose.
The answers are in there.
There's always a great lesson to be learned in Footloose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just, that sucks on ice.
It certainly does.
It really does. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh, I thought we had somebody on the line about that.
But, you know, we can't put people in that situation.
No. If there are a bunch of people like there were at the last time we did a Virginia appearance, if they're out there gunning for people that are in our audience and people that are going to be nice enough to participate in our reindeer game, we're not going to screw them like that. We're not going to put them in.
Should have seen these pricks. These guys thought that they should be on the TV show Cops.
Right.
When Lewis was up on stage and Lewis drank a beverage that could or could not have been his own urine.
Right.
Nobody really knew. These guys jumped up on stage and pulled out their badges, and
they were waiting for him.
And they grabbed Lewis and they brought him to the back of the room and they interrogated that poor son of a bitch.
Yeah, we don't want to put people through that. I mean, that's just not fair. And you know something, the people that come out to the Las Vegas style shows want to have a great time, and they you know, it's all the spirit of fun. And to take advantage of that, you know, we'd say, yeah, what the hell, get them up there. If they get arrested or they get in trouble, who cares?
No, we don't want to do that to people.
No.
You know, we should at the very least, since they probably will not take our offer up to come on the radio, we should get a number and give a number where people can call to voice their displeasure.
Absolutely.
Good. Because, hey, listen, let's be honest, they're trying to put the clams down on our show.
Right.
What have we ever done to anybody?
Right. And nobody gets hurt at these shows. I mean, these shows are completely adult-oriented fun. That's all it is. This is a comedy show. Everything we do is both exciting, yes, but it's also funny.
Kids are 18.
Yeah, but it's always funny.
Right.
It's always a laugh. That's really what it's all about.
It sucks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just want to talk to the guys.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello, sir.
I think the only way you're going to be able to get around not having to get your people in trouble is if they don't serve alcohol at that.
That's right. That's
terrific.
That's a great idea. We'll do a show at a bar, and we'll say don't serve alcohol. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, let me tell you something. ABC, I used to bartend in Virginia Beach and all around.
Yeah.
They decide they want to shut you down. They'll shut you down for any reason.
I think that's the way it works.
They just consider it lewd behavior, and they'll shut you down.
I think that's exactly the way it works.
So they're pricks, man.
Yeah, they're pricks.
I mean, they're super pricks.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you can, even if you allow your patrons to get, if they were necking in a corner and they decided they wanted to consider that lewd behavior, not only do they shut you down, but they take your liquor license away and fine you.
You know, I got to research this a little bit to find out about that. Who made these people the morality police, for goodness sakes? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, really.
They're supposed to regulate liquor, not morality.
Right. Since when have they decided what's lewd, what's not lewd, what people can or can't say? You know, the bottom line is we do a comedy show. If Chris Rock was standing in there doing his act, are you telling me they would arrest Chris Rock for using profanity and for bringing up sexual situations?
It sounds like they could.
Yeah. Probably.
If they wanted to do it, they could.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dan?
Yeah.
Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
This is Dan from Livonia, Michigan.
Yes, hello, Dan, buddy.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to make a comment about this ABC deal. I think what they're doing is wrong, and I know there's got to be somebody out there in the government in this country listening to your radio program right now, and I want them to hear my lips. I think they're turning this country into a dictatorship. And what they're doing is wrong.
You're not wearing camouflage right now, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Well, you are from Michigan, and that's where all the militia starts.
You got a secret stash of...
I may be from Michigan, but I'm not militia.
Okay. You don't have a secret stash of guns somewhere?
Nope.
Okay.
The only secret stash I got is in my freezer sitting in back of me here.
All right, beautiful. Hold on. You know what? I got a number for ABC Public Affairs. Let me give them a call.
Okay.
Hold on. Thank you for the call, Mr. Militia. All right, I don't know what good this will do, but
we'll see what happens.
We should at least make a phone call, right?
Right.
Then we got to get to Strip Trivia. Good. You would think they'd have more important things to worry about, man.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they do.
Oh, they feel like big men, though. They'd probably sit around the office going, yeah, you know what? We'll shut down the Don and Mike Show. How about that?
This is Jennifer Fahrenholz with Virginia ABC. Today is Thursday, August 19th, and I'm out of the office. If this is a media inquiry or an emergency, please call Suzanne Horsley of the Public Affairs Office.
All right, we'll deal with that off the air, man.
Yeah, we will. We'll let you know what happens with us.
Too much crap. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
You're a bartender. How's it going, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, F the ABC. I think you guys should stand up on top of the bar Do a Jim Morrison. Put your thingy out in front of everybody. Snap them. Just F these guys.
Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll stand up and we'll pull our penises out.
Our peni.
Good old Jim Morrison. I mean, he held the torch, didn't he?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is Danny. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, hello, Danny.
Yes, sir. I'm in law enforcement. I work with ABC. When they want to shut somebody down, it's all personal, and they've godlike powers in Virginia.
And you're a cop.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard that also. Why would they have such a hard-on for this show?
I have no clue why they've got it, but somebody's obviously got it.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's been our experience, my experience, when we go out to do our shows, it's always flexibility. There's certain. It depends on the guy you get. It depends on the individuals that are doing it. Nothing's etched in stone. It really is not etched in stone.
I sit down with those guys and have a meeting before every show with the local community standards. I even met with a goddamn PTA up in Catonsville, Maryland, where they were protesting because they were concerned about the show. We came up with compromises that worked for them.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, I've worked with them, and when they want somebody, they get them.
Well, they ain't going to get us. Okay?
Yeah, we're not going to give them that opportunity.
They might be able to make us move the location of this show.
Right.
You know, but they ain't going to get us. And if they want to fight, we have a four-hour radio show, and I don't care if people stop listening to the show. We'll devote 4 hours a day to the hypocrisy of the ABC board. I mean, they don't think we can bring some public pressure on them.
And we've got a very significant staff. They know how to do research. They know how to find out about every single activity that has happened in Virginia bars in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, we could come up with a shopping list of stuff that's gone on in bars around here that would make our little show pale in comparison.
And we'll do it. I mean, we got 4 hours a day to fill on this radio show.
That's right.
And especially if it's a subject that we're right about. I mean, forget about it.
Absolutely.
This ABC board, you want to fight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to fight. As a matter of fact, give me the timpani again. I'll give them one last chance. ABC board, I'll give you exactly 24 hours to call this show or to call Masquerades, the restaurant bar we were going to perform at, and say no problem. Otherwise, we'll release the hounds, man. We'll release the friggin' hounds. What is this, Charlie?
If you want to try that woman, she is their media relations person. But I called the phone number for the guy who I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
Got their front desk. I gave them my name, and they said, you're going to have to call this number. They're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
They're listening
good.
Right now?
They're listening.
Well, good.
I hear you.
Good.
Stoppo. Well, I hope you pricks are listening right now.
You stupid prudes. Unchecked, self-righteous Gestapo.
Guys, we'll find out about you, man.
Absolutely.
We'll devote 4 hours a day to the ABC board.
Sure.
And all the things you guys F up. But it's simple. You want to compromise. Hey, listen, we'll compromise on this.
We're more than willing, but it sounds to me like there is no compromise being offered.
Yeah. Who the hell are you to tell us what we can or what we can't do at a public show
with people that are over the age of 21?
Who the hell are you to say that? And if you're also bold, why don't you give us a call right now and tell us your side of the story?
It's an open forum. Yeah, we're yelling about it right now, but we will give you literally an open forum. You can say whatever you need to say. We will let your position be heard. We will.
We'll disagree with you.
Of course, we'll agree to disagree.
I'd like to know the problem.
I really would too. I would too.
We've done the same show for 2 years. Hell, we've taken it to California, to Nevada, to Maryland, to Pennsylvania. We've done it in 4 or 5 states. Never a problem like this.
Right. Everybody has a great time. Everybody goes home happy.
You mean all the ABC board has time to do is to come to our show and try to hassle people that participate in our show? That's all you guys have time to do?
It's ridiculous.
Don't you guys have more important things to do?
You know, I'd like to.
You want to worry if a woman comes up on stage and does what Monica Lewinsky did with a cigar? That's your number one order on the agenda? You got that on your bulletin board? Let's nail the Don and Mike listeners?
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah. You're opening a can of worms right now, ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what'll happen. We'll just take the show right over the line to Maryland or to D.C.
Sure.
We'll continue to do the show, and we'll hammer on you guys, man. We'll hammer on you constantly. We'll start to do some research into the ABC.
Find out exactly what's going on. We'll know. We'll be educated as to this subject. We will.
Yeah.
We'll know what's going on.
Bet your ass we will.
And you know something? We will be policemen also. If we can't do our show, we're going to find out about all the other things that go on and make sure that ABC is doing its job.
Now, now we just got people who want to scream about ABC.
All right. Hello. Is it Glenn, a bartender?
Yeah. I bartend in Old Town, and it is just ridiculous the fear that the ABC instills in other bartenders. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even give away a free drink without them, you know, worrying about if you're giving it to an undercover ABC affiliate.
What's the problem if you give somebody a free drink?
Well, they're against that, too. I mean, the rules just go across the board. I'm from Florida, and there's no rules like this there. You can't have a decent relationship with your vendors. They want to know what you're buying. Everything you buy is going to be from the state. The liquor stores here stink. I mean, the ABC's got their hand in every single pot every time you want a drink.
Why would you get into trouble if you gave a guy a free drink?
Ask the ABC that question. It's a ridiculous rule.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
And every bartender in Virginia lives in fear whether or not they're going to be busted for one of the idiotic rules they impose.
Excuse me. I tell you, I'm getting
a bartender
educated.
Should be able to pour a free drink for somebody if he wants.
Oh, I'm quite allowed. I mean, into the liquor stores in this town, they stink. They're not allowed to sell
beer. Well, I mean, there are a lot of states that have state-run liquor stores. I mean, that's done, you know, in New Hampshire and other states like that. But, some of these rules just sound pretty intense. This sounds really like we've got quite a powerful entity we're dealing with here.
And why the hell they want to screw with us, man?
I don't know.
We're a couple of disc jockeys. We go out, we make 2,000 people's lives happy once a month.
You know, our show is for adults, 21 and older. That's how you have to be 21 to get in. That's what we say. That's what we do.
You want to sit at the door and check IDs? You know, we'd welcome that.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
But you want to pretend that you're Nazis and hide in the back with your fake mustaches, and then when someone does something, come jumping up on stage?
We're not going to give you that opportunity.
No.
It's not going to happen.
You do your Heil Hitler routine somewhere else.
Here.
Hello.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like regulating sex acts is out of the ABC's scope in the first place. But the point I want to make is, if you talk to Buzz, I'm sure he already knows this, but these swinger clubs, they close the door, make it a private party, and they have at it.
Hey, Buzz, what about that, Buzz?
I've never been a member of one of those clubs, nor have I been to one of those parties.
All right.
Wait a minute, boys. Hold on a second, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I believe we might have a decent idea here.
What?
You make it a private party. Perhaps we will figure out a way to do this without having to have the ABC involved in the state of Virginia.
Is that legal?
I think we will examine what is legal.
I don't know. You know, we'd have to check with somebody, but if alcohol is served, they may have some jurisdiction there. Whether it's a private party or not, I don't know. But maybe if it's a private party, they don't. Hold on. Here comes the producer.
Hello. I would think if it were a private party in Virginia, we would have to give out tickets.
Well, if we had to give out tickets.
The only thing we'd have to do different.
Huh? Okay, listen, research that, please.
Okay.
Don't tell Rob to do it. Do it yourself.
I will.
Find out if it's a private party. Look, that's an excellent idea, because think back to...
That's a very good idea.
Think back to my birthday party.
Right.
Your bachelor party.
Right.
You know, if you've got a group of guys, a group of people, who cares if it's 10 or 20 or 2,000?
I think everybody's familiar with some of the bachelor parties that go on in the state of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Guess where there are lewd sex acts, with girls really having sex and guys drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if it's a private party? What if we just give away tickets on the show?
That might work.
Right, and you can only get in if you have a ticket, and you put on the door of the place, closed for private party.
Bingo!
Hey, check into that, Charlie.
I will.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
We might have figured something out.
Oh, would I love to stick it to them.
Very good.
I really would. Pricks. You self-righteous pricks. Jesus. Like, they got nothing else to worry about but this little radio show.
I tell you, I like this idea.
Thanks for keeping us safe, ABC. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
My name is Mike Marsh. I'm calling from Percival, Virginia. I've been listening to your show this afternoon, and it seems like the subject was the Virginia ABC board trying to shut you guys down for your Las Vegas.
Right.
Show.
You're correct.
I have my own input as to why this might be happening. The ABC guys are working for the government.
A huge conspiracy here.
Oh, I'll tell you
something
about this.
Yes.
When the original ABC guy called Broyhill to tell him these restrictions, mm-hmm. the ABC guy said to Broyhill, "Now listen, and this is, remember I told you this sound like a program
right.
director of ours
mm-hmm.
said, I'm a big fan of their show. I listen all the time. But you know, they can do a great show without being dirty."
Oh, please.
Right? That's the line of bull that the guy gave Broyhill.
Yeah, we might be dealing with individual tastes here dictating what goes on.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey buddy.
You know, the irony of this is that wasn't it just a couple weeks ago that the government gave a permit for the Nazis to march downtown, and they won't let you play the Monica Lewinsky cigar?
cigar game.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, think of the irony of that.
I'm thinking about it.
True.
Maybe we should just say we're going to have a neo-Nazi rally. You know, that way we get all kinds of great police protection down there. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. We have to get to strip trivia. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, baby.
Now, hey, listen, the reason, you know this thing about giving away free drinks with the ABC has such a hard-on for that?
Yeah.
Well, it's because they don't want the bartenders to make more money. What happens is the bartenders, they give away a drink, and then they get a bigger tip in return. So the ABC has to have their hands in that, too. So that's their problem with giving away
free drinks. Sounds like they're very popular with the bartenders.
They have a lot of friends.
I know nothing about that, but that just strikes me as wrong, that if you go to a bar and you're a regular there, and the bartender wants to spiff you, what the hell? What the hell? It's like if you go to...
Exactly. It's up to the person. If I want to give away a free drink, in return, you know, as an appreciation to a customer, it's good to me.
Or a buddy that comes in, what the hell?
ABC to come in and say, no, you can't give away a free drink.
That's no different than...
You're going to listen.
You know, the guy I buy my cigars from, Gary Pesh at Tobacco Barns, I go see him once a month, I buy a box of cigars. You know, he says, you're a good customer. Here's a free one for you.
That's right.
There's no difference between that and this.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, we have a couple of options. We're going to research the ABC a little bit.
We'll let you know.
We're going to find out if we could do this as a closed, private party.
Right.
You know, as long as we can ensure the fact that anybody comes to the show will not be in any kind of legal hassle.
Right.
We'll continue to do it. But if it looks like we're not going to be able to... You know, we'll lose this battle, but we'll win the war.
We'll let you know, and we'll keep you posted as to what's going on with ongoing dilemma.
Good. Thank you. We'll be back. Listen, we do have a big strip trivia for you today.
Yes, we do.
And we will get to that. Oh, I bet they're pissed about that, too. Right after this.
It's the Don and Mike Show.